tells a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger.
With every move he makes, all right, continuing the conversation. Another chance he takes. All right, we're going to just. All right. I'm getting through some of your letters here. And I want to dig through a couple of these because I, as you know, I've been out on the road. I've been out on the road doing these auto no-fault reality tour stops, talking about the changes in auto no-fault insurance here in Michigan and how it could affect you and your family. Now, I've gotten some letters all over the place. I'm going to start with Keith. Keith sent me this note. Keith writes, Steve, I don't get to hear all of your investigation of the no-fault changes. My question is, who's supposed to benefit and who actually benefits from the law change? The catastrophic fund still has $24 billion in it, right? It sounds like the only ones that benefit are the insurance companies in Michigan. If so, who has the insurance lobby greased the state legislature to pass these changes? Keep up the good work, Keith. Thank you, Keith. Keith listens to WFNT Flint. And from Tom in Ypsilanti, I get this. Steve, this is Tom from Ypsilanti. I called you a few weeks ago because I was so infuriated by your campaign. Not really a campaign, just kind of an effort just to make sure you have all sides of the story, Tom, but you can call it a campaign. I'm sorry to say your campaign of disinformation concerning Michigan auto insurance. No one cares about the so-called Michigan Auto Promise. We don't have bottomless pockets, and to force this Cadillac plan on all of us without consideration of cost is not what Michiganders would choose. I know firsthand the waste this encourages. It's all going to be spent because it's there and they want more. And don't insult us by saying the coverage will be reduced, but not the rates. We pay too much, and we don't need 13 brain trauma centers. You are disappointing me on this topic for years. Enough. Be part of the solution. By the way, I listen to you most every day and agree with you on most everything, but you are out to lunch on this one, your friend Tom. Well, Tom, thank you for that, but let me point some things out. First of all, this is not a tax and spend deal. This is not a government spending your money deal. This is an insurance policy that you and I have paid for every year we've driven automobiles in Michigan. Michigan drivers have been putting money into this catastrophic care fund since the 1970s. And in talking to my insurance agents and to different insurance companies, the takeaway is the savings is going to be almost negligible. So when I say there's not going to be much savings, Tom, it's not because I've said it. It's because my insurance agent said it. And I encourage you to call yours and say, how much am I going to save in July of 2020 when we no longer have this lifetime care provision in Michigan auto insurance? It's all going to be spent because it's there and they want more. Well, it's not all going to be spent, Tom, because there's $24 billion today in a catastrophic care fund that's going to be divided up amongst insurance companies. You and I paid that money in, as did all drivers in Michigan, like I said, since the early 70s. But I'm not getting a refund, Tom. Neither are you. So I'm confused as to why you say it's a disinformation campaign. And I'm confused as to why you think that somehow this is going to save you a bunch of money. It's not. If it were, there'd be a different discussion to have. But from everything that I can gather, it's not. If I'm wrong, please correct me. Again, SteveGruber.com, the place to drop me a line. I'm open to the conversation. From Scott in Northern Michigan, I get this. Great story on the no-fault topic. The people who pass this law will not look at or consider a catastrophic event happening to one of their loved ones. Of course, they support killing babies for any reason at any time. When someone doesn't stand for the sanctity of human life, logic, and rational conversation, it's impossible. Scott in Northern Michigan, thank you for that. And here's Michael from Marquette. I'm a regular listener of your show in Marquette, have been for years. I ran a book of personal lines of insurance for 9 years. Thus, I had a working knowledge of the components of Michigan auto insurance. I also had coworkers who were licensed in Wisconsin. Interestingly, Wisconsin did not mandate the PIP, that's the personal injury protection coverage. It was optional. For those who did not have adequate health coverage, then they would opt in. Michigan should be the same way. I've not read the new law, nor have I been notified of any pending changes. In my unabashed opinion, the PIP serves trial lawyers quite well with a multi-billion dollar slush fund in Lansing. I hope you've read the new law because you have a public opinion, and you could be wrong. I refuse to. Here's the part that I don't understand, Michael, and I appreciate you living. I refuse to believe that a Democrat governor would sign a law that would pull the plug on an injured person who is currently in care, a scare tactic, I believe, by the proponents of mandatory coverage. Michael, I encourage you to read the articles by Mitch Albom. Read the articles by Mitch Albom in the Detroit Free Press. Look it up. It'll tell you exactly who's not getting covered. Don't take my word for it. Take Mitch's word for it and several others, but that's a really good one. Go ahead, look it up. I encourage you, and I encourage you all to keep writing and listening. It's all part of this robust conversation we have here every day, and I appreciate you being part of it. By the way, I've got something free for you right now, $27 free, because I'll give you the free consultation fee back. I'll give you your consultation fee back if you want to find out how to lose weight and feel great again with My Pure Health Solutions. There's my offer for you today. My Pure Health Solutions used to be Nutrimost. Your custom solution to losing those extra pounds, I did it a year and a half ago. It worked for me. Does it work for everybody? Probably not, but it worked for me, and it worked for a whole lot of people I know really, really well. And I'm going to offer you a free consultation. Normally, it'd be $27, but if you go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com right now, look at some really cool pictures of me, and then sign up and get connected with My Pure Health Solutions, I'm going to save you the $27. You go ahead and do it right now. It's the Steve Gruber Show.